Today from the Ohio Newsroom, a mandolin-making master. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. Today, we're listening back to one of our favorite stories from Made in Ohio May, when the Ohio Newsroom's Aaron Gottsacker traveled to a workshop in the foothills of Appalachia.
The walls in Don McRoskey's studio in Athens County are covered in tools. Screwdrivers and scissors hang above jars full of markers and brushes. I walk past tabletops piled with wood. Everything is covered in a light layer of sawdust. This is where McRoskey has spent nearly half a century honing his craft.
So a mandolin is like the percussion of a band.
McRoskey is a nationally recognized mandolin maker. His instruments are played by some of the best players in the world, like Alan Bybee and Jesse Brock. Right now, he's fastening wooden tone bars to the body of a handcrafted mandolin. They'll help the instrument vibrate, McRoskey says, which will produce a better sound.
What I'm modeling these after is 100-year-old Gibson mandolins. And those were the mandolins used and played in early bluegrass.
McRoskey's talent isn't just physical, it's aural.
And our ears have become attuned to the sound they make, they produce. And so I'm trying to produce that sound.
It all starts with some pieces of wood sourced from not too far away.
My tops come from West Virginia, West Virginia red spruce. These curly maple backs, maple is all over.
From there, he bends the wood into a mold to form the instrument's sides and shape. He carves domes to create mandolin tops and uses a self-rigged contraption to measure its flexibility. Every part of this job requires excruciating attention to detail.
Just even one part, like the back, you know, takes quite a while. It's got a center seam, so you take rough wood and glue it together, and then you have to machine it down and then carve it, and then you're only halfway there. Once you glue it on, there's finishing and binding.
It's slow work. He makes about 8 to 12 in a given year. After he puzzles the pieces of an instrument together and carefully stains and applies varnish to the wood, there's the polishing. He turns on a machine with buffing discs on either end that starts spinning faster and faster.
But you put compound on it. And then polish out the varnish to a high gloss.
And is this the last step?
Well, before stringing it up.
After that, it's ready to play.
Let me warm up.
McRoskey says every finished instrument is unique, and each speaks to musicians in its own way.
And I've heard players selling a good instrument, and I kind of asked, why are you selling that? And he said, well, it doesn't feed me anymore. So I've always tried to hold on to that thought of wanting to produce an instrument that feeds, that nourishes the player.
McRoskey is currently preparing parts for about 6 dozen mandolins.
I'm 79. I think I've got 75 mandolins left in me. I'm preparing for that. I hope I got more. You know.
And he's teaching his 15-year-old grandson the craft, nourishing the next generation of mandolin makers, players, and listeners. In Athens County, I'm Aaron Gottsacker.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.